Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indel calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, today we had some pretty active markets. The live cattle finished up 40 in the February at 116.97. April's down 55, 121.67. June's down 67 at 119.42. The August down 57 at 118.05. Feeder cattle steady to 60 higher across the board. March up 5 at 140.42. The April's 37 higher at 145.12. May's up 55 at 147.35. August up 55 at 154.40 with the high 154.57. The thing about those cattle, the feeder cattle specifically, is they're right on the highs. They haven't been able to penetrate the previous highs like I got in August. The August went up to just over 155 back in January on January 25th. That market went all the way up to about 154.75. And so we tested that level again today. We've been at these levels three or four different trading days. So if it ever gets through it, I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of buy stops above that level. So 155, 156, if it goes through there, look for the market to possibly keep moving higher. It's hard to believe that with corn as high as it is, that we would have that much momentum. But
still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
The grain markets overnight actually started off fairly strong, but then got weaker. We finished 5 to 8 cents lower here with March corn at 554 down 8, December corn down 3 at 473 and 3 quarters, and that was roughly 6 cents off the high. The December corn made new highs overnight. The beans were anywhere from 13 to 17 cents lower on the old crop. November beans, on the other hand, 1231 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. The wheat, both Kansas City and Chicago, were down about 10 cents or so. July Kansas City finished down 9 3/4 at 656.5. And one thing to note is that we had a pretty big volatile day today in cotton futures. The cotton futures, which hadn't been to these levels since all the way back in 2018, in May of 18, they got up here in the mid-90s. And right now, we're in the May, for instance, is just right at 90 cents. So we've come back a long way. We were nearly 50 at the first of 2020. We've come all the way back up to 90 cents, almost double the price. With the anticipated increase in acres, they're estimating that somewhere around 12 million acres are going to be planted for corn. For cotton. So that tells me that it may be time to be looking at buying some put options, some 80 puts or even 70 puts for that matter.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.